You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined in the studio today with...
Wow. On the phone in the studio.
Spiritually in the studio with Ella Minahan.
Dun, Ella. Dun, dun, dun,
Ella!
How are you?
Hi, girls. I'm great. How are you?
We are good. How are you, Sylvie? Good? Good? I'm good. You're good?
I'm good.
So, you've just put out a brand new single, Read Receipts. Can you tell us, in your own words, what the song is about?
So, the whole idea of the song was about, and I write literally all my songs about this, but about like a toxic situationship. And basically, the idea was like this girl is getting left on scene by this guy who's a bit of a douche and blah, 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 blah. And the start of the track details how she's getting left on scene and she shouldn't want this person because of it, but she still does. And then it kind of like the narrative gets a bit flipped and it's like her taking back her power and recognizing that this is toxic. It's not serving her positively. And so she's going to flip the script and leave him on scene. So that's the whole premise of why, you know, the hook is like left you on scene. The song's called Red Receipts because I'm super annoying and I don't like naming my songs things that like the song says in it. So I decided to accuse everyone and call it Red Receipts, even though I don't say that in the song. So yeah, it's about girl power in a technological age.
Love.
Love, love.
We love that.
For those who have always been in a relationship, which is not me, or older or non-informed people listening, can you just give us a wee quick definition of a situationship?
Right, okay. So a situationship is like you've started seeing someone. You're in the early days of chatting. There's like flirting back and forth. Maybe you've gone on a date or two, but usually it's just like you've been chatting on social media. You're not in a relationship, like you're not going out with each other, but you are kind of seeing each other. So yeah, it's not quite a relationship, but it's not nothing. So we call it a situationship.
Beautiful definition. I feel
good.
As though I'm only halfway through the song, like metaphorically, in my life.
Oh yeah.
I haven't found the flip end yet.
I was gonna say a bit of you.
This yeah, it is a bit of me. You. And nothing's changed. I talked about this last year. Nothing has changed.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Hey, I love that. We take the wins as we can get them, or the losses. Like I've been in enough situationships as well, but it's quite funny because I like have a habit of writing all my music from this really sad, like heartbroken perspective, and I'm currently in like the strongest, happiest, longest relationship of my life. We just gotta like bend the truth a little bit to serve
ourselves.
That's
okay. It's working out for Taylor Swift. I feel as though she's got a few people following her.
Right? I think so. There's something to capitalize on here. So
you can play the cards.
People want happiness. They want the pain.
Exactly. You play the cards you dealt in life.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. So you released this fabtastic. Yep, thank you.
Roll with it.
song on the 22nd. How has the support been since the release? Like media, family, friends, wider groups?
Awesome. It's been great. I mean, in terms of family and friends, I made this track back in June last year. So I've had a while to sit with it. Like at this point, I'm over it, which is really bad timing. Family and friends knew all about it. I always love to play like the people in my life music pretty much as soon as I make it because they get so excited. And then they're like, when's it coming out? I'm like, probably not for another year. But I also had the pleasure of making a music video for this single directed by the incredible Tom Groote. And I had some of my best girlfriends in the video, and my boyfriend was on set the entire day as well. So they have all heard it enough times and they loved it. And then in terms of press since the release, it's been crazy, honestly. Like it's been such an honor and so wonderful the way people have like run with the song, considering it's a fun little bop, you know, it wasn't meant to have too much of a deeper meaning. It was just like, this is cute and I like it. And, you know, it was my biggest release day I've ever had. Oh. I lots of like wonderful New Zealand publications featured the track, and the video has done really, really well since it's gone live. That's I premiered so cool. it through an awesome NZ publication called Hype Medium, which was really cool. And then I literally just found out by accident yesterday. I was looking at the story of a girl who'd also been featured, but I just got my first international feature in Rolling Stone Australia.
Oh my gosh.
That is awesome.
That is so great.
So that's the win of the week.
Yeah.
No, that was like, I was like, oh my gosh. And it's usually, it's like how the way it goes. It's like, I didn't get told by anyone. I just found out by accident. I was like, wait, that's my name. And then I scrolled down the article and I was like, wait, that's my video.
That is the best type of surprise. Unlike getting left on scene, worst surprise.
Yeah.
But it doesn't become a surprise after a while.
The best kind of one we could get. So no, it's been so, so awesome. And it's not even been out a week. So it's
been
crazy.
But I mean, it's only Tuesday. Imagine what could happen until Friday.
I know.
That is awesome.
Congrats.
That's so good. So.
Yeah.
Who did you work with? So you said you worked with Tom on the video.
Yeah.
Who kind of the more musical side of that, who was like a key contributor to helping you like make the song, and then release it?
Yeah, I gotta say, first and foremost, NZ On Air. Because the track was actually made in one of the sessions, in a new music development session.
Oh, cool.
And then I was lucky enough to get new music single funding for this release, which was my first like proper NZ On Air funding that I've ever had. So that was amazing. So New Zealand On Air, first and foremost, the GOAT. And then I created the track. So Edward Liu and Christian Tajand Renata co-produced the track. And then myself and Abby Nudson co-wrote the track. So it was honestly a dream team. They're all incredibly phenomenally talented people, and it was a dream to work with them to make this track.
You're killing it by the sounds of it.
I know.
Aww,
I've just got a random question that came to me. When you proposed this idea to the team that you worked with, were they like, yes, definitely can see this happening, and they're like, or were they like, Ella, what are you on?
Do you mean the musical team?
Yeah, when you proposed, like when you were writing this, you had, the musical team, when you were writing this and then you like bring it to them and they're like, okay, like this is a great idea, or they're like, I'm not really sure where we're going, we have to work this out.
Right. Well, it was quite cool because Eddie and Christian like crafted the beat of the song. And while they were making it, Abby and I started writing the vocal melody and lyrics to the beat in Lifetime as they were creating it. So obviously there's a lot of experimentation already going on. And I think it was cool when Abby and I just started like spitballing topics. I think we initially started with the idea of like Do Not Disturb, you know, like putting your phone on Do Not Disturb or something. And then we got deeper into the world of like technological references, and then we just kind of ended up on the topic of like, like leaving someone on scene is quite powerful. So it was funny because throughout it kind of like started as a bit of a joke, and then by the end of it we were like, oh, we actually have like quite a good concept here. And Eddie and Christian were great. I mean, if they thought that it was whack, they didn't say anything, which is great, because I don't know, we were just kind of on a roll and we wrote the track really quickly, and then by the time they'd finished the beat, we like came to them and we're like, right, we have literally all the lyrics, let's record it.
How good.
That's so good.
I feel like there's a bit of that creativity and I don't want to say craziness, or you know, just a bit of that unique nature when you're going into a project like that, where you just kind of have to be a little bit wild and a little bit, you know, like whatever could happen, because experimental things happen for a reason, and you know, it's great to try new things and
accidents
try a different route
best.
That you weren't expecting to. So yeah, like, no, they were great about it.
Oh, that's
if they
so
had
good.
Doubts, they didn't say anything to my face.
Oh,
so,
well, it worked out for them and you, so that's good.
It's worked out so far. So that's
exactly
cool.
Because it's kind of like, I was just thinking, it's more, you know, those. There was old songs about how people wouldn't write back. with letters.
Yeah.
It's the modern day version.
It is. And it's crazy how, like, it literally is the same thing, just obviously so much faster, and it hits, like, it cuts deeper
cuts deep.
A letter can get lost, right? Like, back then, letters could get lost. But these days, it's like, no, if someone seemed you, they did that on purpose.
Exactly.
So,
and especially,
it's crazy to think about.
Yeah, especially with this kind of day with, you know, like, Tinder and the availability of just starting a new, like, situationship with a girl, boy, you know, whatever. It's kind of, you know, like, it still hurts because you're kind of more replaceable now, like, if that makes sense. Like, with a letter,
sure.
You're like, oh, I've got to go, like,
so
find her
quicker.
Address and,
yeah,
like, write to her.
And it's not like you have a sweetheart. Well, some people do, but it's less like a sweetheart for life sort of thing. Mm. It's more like, you know, the world of dating is so much crazier now. And you're right. It definitely hits differently. It's like the modern, it's definitely the modern version of someone not replying to your letter. I love that. That's so cool.
And you'll be writing for so many of us who stuck in a very interesting place.
Well, that's what I thought was cool when we were writing it. Obviously, there's always, like, I tend to have, like, a romantic tone through a lot of the music that I write, just because it's a really great place to write from. But I feel like everyone can relate to being left on scene at some point, whether it was by, you know, a partner or a, like, friend or a colleague or an acquaintance, you know? Like, everyone's kind of been dogged in that way, and it sucks.
Yeah. And then you get the whole head spirally thing of, like, what did I do? But it is not
is
you,
it my
people.
Fault? Yeah. So this is for everyone. In any circumstance where you've been left on read, like, just take this and be like, you ain't worth my time anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Ella.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, team. This is so cool.
No, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we're applauding you. We can't actually because we'll mess up the mics, but
we're
virtually applauding you on all your successes, and we cannot wait for that EP to drop in 2025, people.
Thank you so much. Oh my god, that means so much. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday.
You too. Thank you so much.
And coming up next, we have the very track that we were talking about, Read Receipts by Ella Minahan on Radio 1 91 FM.
Imagination running wild, like 90 million billion miles an hour. I need an algorithm just to figure you out. Lock and unlock, back for non-stop. A little vacant when you're not around. Looking for love for 404, not found. I need some interference, come and get me out. Please get me now.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.